American Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh.
American 11, are you trying to call?
The cockpit is not answering the phone. Our number one has been staffed, and our five has been staffed.
Hey, I'm going to call from Washington. I have a situation with American 11, a possible hijack.
What's going on? That aircraft is erratic again. Problems very erratic.
Today is the 23rd anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, and many people are commemorating the day in different ways.
Following the terror attacks of September 11, 2001, many people made a promise to never forget what had happened and those who were lost. The 9/11 National Day of Service and Remembrance was created by 9/11 family members for just that reason. David Payne is with the 9/11 Day organization and says tens of thousands of volunteers will get together today across the country to help those who don't have enough to eat.
They'll be joining together, and we expect to pack close to 9 million meals for Americans who are at risk of hunger.
You can post your volunteer service project on social media using the hashtag 9/11 Day. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
During last night's debate, moderators constantly jumped in to fact-check President Trump in real time.
There is no state in this country where it is legal to kill a baby after it's born.
President Trump, as you know, the FBI says overall violent crime is actually coming down in this country.
Vice President Harris, he says you hate Israel.
You did bring up something. You said she went to negotiate with Vladimir Putin. Vice President Harris, have you ever met Vladimir Putin?
Meanwhile, debate moderators noticeably treated Vice President Harris with less scrutiny, letting her incorrect statement slide.
Couples who pray and dream of having a family are being denied IVF treatments. He will sign a national abortion ban. Let's remember Charlottesville. And what did the president then at the time say? There were fine people on each side.
Trump 2024 senior official Corey Lewandowski says Trump did very well and had a very good closing statement.
And the question was very simple. If you say you want to do all these things, where have you been for the last 3.5 years? And that's really the question that Kamala Harris never answered. She articulated in these grand ideas of things she wants to do. Well, why didn't she do them? Because she's not a leader, because she has no plan.
Kamala Harris now says she would not ban fracking, despite statements like these in the past.
I will not ban fracking. I have not banned fracking as Vice President of the United States. There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
Fracking is crucial in the process of obtaining fossil fuels, which is very important to residents of Pennsylvania, where Lawrence Jones was talking to some this morning.
Did you hear what you needed to hear from the candidates as it relates to the economy yesterday?
Not enough. When you're outnumbered 3-1, the moderators did a terrible job against. I mean, it was hard for Trump to come across with a lot of things.
Number one issue here is the economy. Former president made the point at the very end, why hasn't she done it already?
Well, she's just all talk and no action, and I'm real concerned about fracking.
Could you survive a Kamala Harris presidency with 4 more years of the same economic policies?
I don't think so.
A pro-family activist says women who don't like Donald Trump's tweets better understand that his policies are going to save America.
Polls continue to show the race between former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris as tight. While Trump dominates the polls among men, he has as much as a 13-point deficit among women. Janet Porter is founder and president of Faith to Action. For one thing, she believes the left has been good at convincing women that abortion is a right that needs to be protected at all costs.
I do believe that she will lock down the baby-killing vote. Those who want to kill babies are solidly behind her.
But Porter says women who are in the mainstream and don't believe in abortion until birth need to understand the reality that we are facing.
You can't throw rocks at the guy because he's not perfect or because his personality may not be someone you'd want to date. He is a guy that will stand, he will be firm, and yeah, his tweets might not be constructed by a poet, but he's a guy whose policies are going to save America, and that's what we've got to remember.
And Porter says women voters must compare records.
We know what a Trump presidency looks like, and it is light years better than what we've experienced in the last 3.5 years.
I'm Chad Groening.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.